आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार। For a moment, just forget 2025. Why do you want to remember it in vain? What really happened this year? Anyway, 2025 wasn't exactly a good year. Not just because the PM internship Yojana flopped. Despite the massive headlines that were printed, people didn't get internships to match. And not just because this year $1 became equal to 91 rupees, or because gold became so expensive that in weddings people started gifting gold of, let's say, questionable purity. What will you gain by knowing that the middle class in India is living a life indistinguishable from the poor, paying taxes, giving and giving, yet finding no moment to relax? In the year 2025, there was nothing there.
Mocking. The parliamentary board has decided that Shri Narendra Modi will be projected as the prime ministerial candidate for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. It had neither the dream of 2014 nor the thunder of 2019. People got tired. They started yawning. What to do? Nothing is happening. Nothing is visible. Let it walk the way it walks. Let go of what is going. Do you know that the investigation report for the Air India plane that crashed in Ahmedabad has not come out yet? In the Lok Sabha, MP Manish Tiwari asked a question. The answer he got was this. According to international standards, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is investigating. 6 months passed. The year ended. More than 170 people were killed.
But you and I, we do not know how the accident happened. In 2025, two people, yes, these very two people turned 75, but both of them rendered the eligibility criteria of the Margdarshak Mandal useless. They refused to walk towards that retirement home. Anyone who hoped that something would shift in 2025 when they turned 75, well, they received a very rude shock. The RSS turned 100 years old in 2025. It felt like there would be some terrifying event, some grand design in the country. But nothing of that sort happened. Instead, in the debate over Vande Mataram, the opposition surrounded the RSS. Incredulous, they started asking, "Where were you?" Your 100 years, from 1925 to 1947, that is 22 years.
In those 22 years, where were you in the fight for freedom? They couldn't even form an answer. I want to ask this government through you, what were your ancestors doing at that moment when Shaheed-e-Azam Bhagat Singh was chanting Vande Mataram? When Shaheed Sukhdev was chanting Vande Mataram? When Shaheed Rajguru was raising the slogan? When Shaheed Khudiram Bose was raising the slogan? What were you doing? People went to jail chanting Vande Mataram. They took lathi blows. I want to ask this government, name four people from the RSS who went to jail chanting Vande Mataram. Name them. Name four of your ancestors. You cannot tell us.
Because in the movement for freedom, you have no history. The RSS had no accounting for those 22 years, whereas within 20 years of its own establishment, the BJP had formed governments in many places. But the RSS in its 100th year could not tell the country what its contribution was to the freedom struggle. Perhaps there was nothing to show or tell. Governments are formed, and what is the condition of those governments? Who knows better than Godi Media and you? If the government's work was so good, would Prasar Bharti have to pay Curly Madam 6 crore rupees to make videos on roads and railways? Tell me. Hundreds of crores in advertisements must have been given to Godi Media since 2014.
People forgot that too. People will also have to forget that in 2025, IndiGo forced lakhs of passengers to walk, deplaned him. They kept wandering and weeping at the airport. It made no difference. But IndiGo spent a little money giving an advertisement in the newspaper saying, "We are sorry." That's it. It's done. Those who forgot the G20, whose posters were plastered in every village, on water tanks in small towns, outside police stations. Did you see anyone talking about how India, which had become a superpower during G20, looked during Operation Sindoor? Why did a delegation of MPs have to be sent to more than 30 countries? Why were crores of rupees spent? People forgot. So forget 2025 too. If you don't forget, all this will keep coming back to haunt you.
The opposition leaders wanted to give a farewell to Jagdeep Dhankar, but he resigned quietly and left. A resignation from the post of vice president happened, no one even asked. Godi Media didn't even corner him, and Dhankar didn't even say why he resigned. There will be regret over Zakir Hussain's departure. But it would have been better if false news about Dharmendra's death hadn't been printed. But this does not mean you shouldn't celebrate the New Year. Don't stop celebrating Christmas holidays. Don't stop partying. Keep doing all this. Who is stopping you? Just remember this. Two people could not defend themselves the entire year. One, Prime Minister Modi in front of Trump, and the second, the Election Commission in front of Rahul Gandhi.
This will keep coming back to memory. And it should. 2025 has decided that 26 will be terrifying. If you feel your life is going fine, that these are just political matters, that it shouldn't make a difference to you, then in 2026, you are going to be proven wrong a little more. You know your life isn't going well either. If spending money on a wedding made people maharajas, then India would have so many kingdoms that a separate census would be needed for them. By climbing a mare, the groom remains a wedding guest. He doesn't become an emperor. Someone should whisper in every groom's ear, "Look, son, you are climbing a horse, but you are only going as far as the banquet hall. Don't think you are returning after conquering Kabul."
They celebrate marriage day by wearing lehengas and sherwanis even without a wedding. In 2025 too, Nehru appeared frequently. He will come in 2026 too. The same lies will be served in his name. The same truth will be shouted in his name. Nehru has proven one thing. He is not just India's first Prime Minister. He is the parallel Prime Minister to Narendra Modi. The arrangement of a parallel Prime Minister does not exist in any constitution of the world. But if Nehru were not parallel, Narendra Modi would not understand the latitude and longitude of the geography of the Prime Minister's chair. After walking two steps, Narendra Modi has to look back to see if Nehru is coming or not.